The Flying Walenda family is considered circus royalty. They've been performing on the high wire and trapeze for centuries. Now, they are almost as well known for their occasional mishaps as they are for the amazing feats that made them famous. When their seven-person pyramid collapsed in 1962, two performers died in the fall. One, Mario Walenda, was paralyzed from the waist down. But this Tuesday in Chicago, crowds gathered along the Chicago River to watch Mario Walenda climb the high wire once again. He joins us now, somewhere on the road in Tennessee. Mr. Walenda, thanks very much for being with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
How did you get over the Chicago River?
Very carefully. No, they had a 100-foot crane on either side of the river. Then they got me up on it, and then they raised it 100 feet up.
But how'd you stay on the wire?
Do you ever see these guys, like at the fairs and stuff, they do these inclines on motorcycles?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, this is basically the same idea. And mine's battery-operated. It's not gasoline-operated.
Yeah. So did you pedal with your hands this time, or was it...
No, sir. It was all battery-operated.
All battery-operated.
I had a switch on either side, like one for forward, you know, and reverse, and the other one for fast and slow.
Did you have one of those long poles that...
balancing pole, yeah. That's where my controls were. See, there was a wire going from the pole down to the cycle, you know, the electric wire, which the guy that built it, that's how he set it up.
Mm-hmm. What did it feel like to be back on the high wire after all these years?
It's a thrill. Mm. I don't know if you ever worked in front of a live audience or not, but it's a real hoot. I mean, it's adrenaline rush, and it was, for me, I had a ball.
Was this your first time back in the wire since the
60s? No, I did something here for Guinness, but like 35 or 40 feet up.
Oh.
It was an 01.
So this is the highest you've been in the air, save for flying on an airplane, since 1962?
Right.
And it was a thrill?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, heck, I'm ready. I got all my sky cycle. Okay, my wife calls it my cycle, because she's a towner, and she thinks that we're all nuts.
She's a towner? What do you mean?
Okay, well, see, I'm a circus person. I mean, I retired from the circus, not because I wanted to, but I had to after I got hurt.
Yeah.
And she was my nurse, so she's a towner. She's never been on the road, so she doesn't know what it's like.
Mm.
So, you know, again, she's like one of the audience. She's not one of us.
Well, but you're married. I mean,
well, yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying, but that would be the description.
Yeah, okay.
But she don't understand about stuff like this.
So you want to go back on the road now?
No, man, I'm too old to go on the road, because that's just too damn hard.
This sounds like it was a good time.
God, I tell you what, I had a ball. I mean, I'm ham 100% pure through and through ham.
Mr. Walenda, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Mario Walenda, and this is NPR News.